Chapter 6. What next for plastic? What are people, countries, and companies doing with their plastic rubbish? People are doing lots of different things across the world. In Germany, Norway, and Sweden, people recycle 90% of plastic bottles. You pay a bit more for plastic bottles. You put your bottle in a machine and you get some money back. In some countries, shops do not give people any new plastic bags. Some examples of these countries are Bangladesh, Jamaica, and Kenya. In other countries, companies cannot make things with microbeads in them. Some examples are France, New Zealand, and Sweden. Some companies are making new cups. The cups are good for the environment because you can use them again. You can take them to coffee shops and save money on your coffee. Some companies are making food boxes, plates, knives, and forks from plants. These things go back into the environment to grow new plants. Now, people are finding new things in nature. These things can eat plastic. People are making new plastics too. These plastics do not stay in the environment. New machines can recycle lots of different plastics. These machines put the same plastics together. Then they recycle them. Plastic. The United Nations and the European Union want to stop using as much plastic as they do now. When? 2022. Who? The United Nations. What? No single-use plastics. When? 2030. Who? The European Union. What? Recycle all plastic packaging. We cannot live in a world with no plastic because we use plastic every day. But we can save the world from the plastic rubbish in our environment. Penguin Readers, Plastic, Level 1. Written by Katrin Morris. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2019.